Every day, you face the same challenge: how to improve the overall quality of patient care while lowering associated costs. One of the most effective solutions is improving access to critical patient information at the point of care. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Enovate, a manufacturer of mobile and wall-mounted clinical workstations for the healthcare environment. Joining us from Enovate is Doug Gallagher. He is the Director of Sales. Doug joins the conversation to really discuss the benefits of implementing mobile solutions at the point of care and talk about some of the technology, specifically batteries, that are available today to overcome some of the common barriers to successful mobile cart implementations. Doug, really do appreciate you joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Now, I alluded to the fact, Doug, that we were going to talk about some of the benefits of implementing mobile solutions at the point of care. We know that the goal of obviously any technology we bring into the healthcare industry is to really, bottom line, improve the overall patient care. In doing some research, some background conversation with you, realize that there have been some challenges to some of the mobile solutions that have been out there in the clinics, in the hospital. From your vantage point, the top one or two challenges that you've seen people face.
Sure, James. And I would start off by saying that I agree that the implications for mobile computing in healthcare are fairly significant for enhancing workflow and increasing patient safety. So overall, the industry is headed in the right direction. But if you were to look at implementations over the past several years, speak to colleagues or professionals in the healthcare industry that have been through implementations, take a look at the information on the message boards and the various blogs that are out there, you would find that the challenges associated with the power systems and the batteries on mobile carts can be fairly significant and certainly can cause hospitals problems as they go through these implementations. So it's one challenge you want to be aware of, and you want to understand perhaps ways to address it going into the project.
Do you think that some of these challenges have prevented some maybe smaller clinics that don't have as much funding for IT to hold off on some of these mobile deployments because these challenges have been in the marketplace?
Certainly hospitals, small and large, are I would say proceeding with caution as it relates to these projects because of some of these issues. So they're being more deliberate. Projects are perhaps taking longer. More you know, research and investigation is going into the project, which is probably a good thing overall. But perhaps on the downside, it is causing delay. And I think there's a lot of confusion surrounding mobile carts, again, as it relates to batteries and power systems and what, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly associated with those components of the cart.
Well, we're definitely going to address some of the good a bit later on here in our conversation. But before that, let's talk a little bit. As I talk to IT professionals, when we're talking to other IT folks outside of, say, healthcare, power is just always an issue. It's something that we're always aware of. Why is access to mobile power so important for things like electronic medical records and medication dispensing?
Yeah, it really comes back to workflow. So if you think about a hospital that's pretty much in production 24/7, either usually in a two-shift or three-shift configuration, you have more and more of the clinical applications, the documentation, the medication administration, the physician order entry. It's all going from paper to computers. And to be able to effectively use a computer for those applications, you've got to do so at or near the point of patient care. So as you can imagine, the cart, if that's the chosen device, is something that moves very regularly up and down hallways, in and out of rooms. And so in order to keep the computer functioning, in order to keep your computer session active, to make it so that you don't have to, you know, log out, shut down the computer, and go from one outlet to another, you've got to have a mobile power system on the cart.
Absolutely. And mobile carts are not anything new. I think any of us either that obviously work in the hospital setting or have the opportunity to go visit a new baby or visit a loved one that's had some surgery or medical issues, we've seen these hallways get more computers in them as you're walking by. And again, these aren't really new. So I'm assuming that there are some solutions to these challenges that are already kind of in the marketplace helping folks get over this mobile power issue.
Yeah, there's no question that carts are not necessarily a new thing. I think what is new, the availability of some perhaps newer and better batteries and power systems. If anything, the battery industry has made significant advances in progress over the past year or so.
Maybe detail that for us. It might be interesting here. Hear the difference between what did we have available to us 2 years ago, what do we have available to us now in terms of battery technology, and why that is a benefit to us now to ultimately offer on these mobile carts.
Traditionally, the type of battery that's been used on a mobile cart is a sealed lead-acid battery. And a lot of the issues and the challenges associated with these cart implementations that sort of point back to the power systems are directly related to the shortcomings of that battery chemistry. It tends to wear out very quickly. It tends not to deliver relatively long run times. It tends to be heavy. It tends to require a lot of maintenance and support. In moving away from that, you can derive a lot of benefit. The more current battery technology, and one that Enovate is taking full advantage of, and I'll give the long name, is a lithium iron magnesium phosphate battery. And we shorten that up to lithium phosphate as we speak about it. But the lithium battery, from a runtime perspective, all things being equal, you get about 150% the runtime out of a lithium battery as you would a sealed lead-acid battery. So if you were getting 8 hours out of a sealed lead-acid battery between charging, you would get 12 hours out of a lithium battery. And that extra 4 hours to get you to that full shift can make a real significant difference. The other two areas of advantage, one of them is recharge time. So the lithium battery needs to be plugged in half the time the sealed lead-acid battery does to fully recharge it. And to boil that down to specific numbers, typical sealed lead-acid battery is going to take 4 to 5 hours to recharge. The lithium phosphate battery takes about 2 hours. So again, in the interest of keeping that cart out in production and not tethered to the wall recharging, obviously both runtime and recharge time play pretty heavily into that. And then the final advantage is cycle life, and this is more of an IT advantage, but a sealed lead acid battery typically needs to be changed about once a year. The cycle life of a lithium phosphate battery is 5 to 7 times that. So in terms of having to take the carts out of production to change the battery, spend money on the battery, try to find a way of disposing of the old battery, all of that is significantly improved by an order of 5 to 7 times with a lithium phosphate battery. So we really see the industry going in that direction, and we're very prepared for that in terms of having inventory and availability of that type of a battery.
I can assume, Doug, and correct me if I'm wrong, but different pieces of IT on those carts are going to have different power needs. And so does Enovate work with, say, an IT department within a healthcare facility to look at the needs of the technology that will be in the cart, and that helps them then evaluate what type of battery, what size of battery, how many, that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important, critical to understand the devices on the cart that are going to be consuming the power from that battery. And at a minimum, that's some type of a computer, oftentimes an LCD screen. But beyond that, scanners, mobile printers, vital signs devices, there are any number of devices that could be consuming power from the battery. So it's very important to understand what devices are going to be attached to the cart. And beyond that, it needs to be looked at on almost a unit-by-unit, if not department-by-department basis. So you might have certain requirements for mobile power in the ED. They may be very different from the requirements in the operating room suites, and even different still from what's happening in the medical surgical areas. So an overall assessment, a very detailed, comprehensive understanding of the hospital's requirements, not only for the computer equipment, but also for the workflow requirements in the different units is important to leading towards an appropriate power recommendation.
Let's take a moment here and talk specifically to some of the healthcare IT folks that are joining us and give them maybe a bit of a checklist of what they should be considering, what they need to be looking at when going out there and choosing a solution. And I think it's also an opportunity that we can start kind of diving into what Enovate has to offer.
Absolutely. So usually when a decision about a cart gets made, it's an interesting thing because the IT department certainly has, you know, its requirements, its concerns, and some of the issues it's looking to address. On the other hand, you've got the end users, the clinicians, and they have a whole separate set of requirements and things that they're looking for. So it's important to strike a balance between the two. I would say on the IT side, and again, from a very specifically from a mobile computing and power perspective, the IT department doesn't want to be bothered having to, for example, change batteries regularly, right? So the longer a battery lasts from a, in terms of cycle life, the better it is for the IT department. On the end user side of things, obviously the longer a battery lasts before it has to be recharged, the better. The more quickly it recharges once it's plugged in. I mean, all of those things lead to increased efficiencies and a situation that's not disruptive to workflow, which is really what everybody's looking for here.
Want to broaden out the conversation a little bit here and just talk about some of the general technology benefits of implementing an Innovate mobile cart solution. What are the nurses going to experience?
What the nurses are looking for in a mobile cart is something that's relatively small and light, something that's simple to use, also something that is ergonomically comfortable and safe for them to use. As you can imagine, pushing a cart around room to room all day long can become physically stressful. Getting back to mobile power, what's important for nurses is again, something that's going to last very long before it has to be recharged, and then something that recharges very quickly.
What about for patients? What are some of the benefits that we can think of there in terms of patient care and what they ultimately experience while in a facility?
Sure. The goal of implementing a fleet of carts in a hospital from a patient perspective is really twofold. The applications themselves are designed to really increase the safety associated with patient care. And a lot of that is very specifically related to the administration of medications. So with computers and scanners on carts at the bedside, the clinicians are able to positively identify the patients and bring up software applications that will tell them, is this the right medication to be giving this patient? Is it the right dose? Is it the right time? On the other side of it, the information is immediately available to the entire hospital in real time. So no longer do doctors and nurses need to spend time running around the unit looking for paper charts. They can really pull up patient information from any computer terminal in the enterprise. So patient safety is a big part of it. The other side of it really is clinician efficiency. So the less paper there is in the environment, the more efficient the nurse or the doctor will be able to work, and that should lead to more time spent with the patient and less time, again, running around the units chasing paper.
Doug, I think we've touched on enough, but let's just go right to it, clarify, be very direct here about how flexible these mobile power platforms are. They're good for the small clinics. They're good for the major high-traffic ERs at the major hospitals. I mean, these are very flexible, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that a mobile cart is appropriate for just about any unit or department you might find in any size hospital. But the specific requirements for the cart might differ from one hospital to another. But the idea of using a cart does transcend the size of the hospital. It's appropriate for really any size. We have even physicians' clinics, ambulatory facilities considering these types of devices. Long-term care facilities are starting to take a close look at them. So it really is spreading out throughout all of healthcare.
Let's wrap it up here, Doug, with one or two top recommendations for someone that's interested and wants to move forward. How do they really develop the right mobile strategy that's going to fit for either their just group within that hospital, the hospital as a whole, whatever their organization is? How do they get that strategy right so that they don't run into some roadblocks and waste money and waste time on a project?
You know, I think it's very important to engage a vendor. Like Innovate, I'll give ourselves a plug there, to work with them to assess the requirements. Again, I've said it a few times, but on a unit by unit, department by department basis, a walkthrough of the facility. Let's take a close look at the workflow. What's the end game here? What are we trying to accomplish with these carts? The more information that the hospital has in that regard, the more of it that they can collaborate on and share with the vendor, the better of a solution that they're going to come up with. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not a solution that you can make a decision on in 5 or 10 minutes. You really need to spend a lot of time taking a look at all of the available options, considering those options as they relate to your specific requirements, and then moving forward from there.
Hey, Doug, really appreciate the insights and the conversation today.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, a big thank you to our listeners. If you are interested in learning more about Enovate solutions for the point of care, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. PC Connection is your health connection, bringing together the best healthcare-specific technology products, making it easy to find the unique solutions you need to support your healthcare IT needs. Engage their Health Connection certified account team today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging the on-staff experts. You can learn more over at govconnection.com/health. You can also call 1-800-800-0019 for more information. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us today.